If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like to ask you to please turn to the book of Matthew. I'd like to read from Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. I'd like to read verses 13 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. This is, of course, the Sermon on the Mount. And right after he finished the Beatitudes, it begins in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Jesus is speaking. And Jesus makes two primary statements about His disciples. And I want to remind you that He's talking not to the multitudes here, but He's talking to His disciples. They are the only ones that are under consideration when He says in verse 13, "Ye are the salt of the earth," the disciples of Christ. What is a disciple of Christ? It's a follower of Christ, a learner or a follower of Christ. There are many more children of God than there are disciples of Jesus Christ. There are many of God's children that are not faithfully trying to follow Jesus Christ. But He says to the disciples, He says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." Then in verse 14 He says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." If correctly read, that's Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. The main thought that's on my heart tonight is found in verse 14, where Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world." And I believe that God is speaking to you tonight, just as He was speaking to these disciples. I believe that God is saying to all disciples of Christ, "Ye are the light of the world." The light of the world. L-I-G-H-T. The light of the world. Now, light is necessary for life. In order to have life, you have to have light. You take a plant and put it in total darkness, that plant is going to die. If God had not created the sun, then people would not have lived, because God made man so that man needs sunlight. Light is necessary for life. Plant life or animal life or human life, light is necessary for life. One thing I want you to remember, the second thing I want you to remember is that light dispels darkness. Light drives darkness away. You remember in the beginning of the world how the Word of God says that the earth, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. There was nothing but darkness and confusion, and then God said, what? "Let there be light." And that light began to shine. There was not a sun or a moon or stars. That, I believe, was the light of God. God began to manifest His light, and He shined brightly. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then the Scripture says, "And God divided the light from the darkness." Now, I want you to remember that. I saw something in that I've never particularly noticed before, that God divided the light from the darkness. God made a major difference in light and darkness, and God divided the light from the darkness. Now, what's the spiritual lesson in that for me and you? That we, as if we are the light of the world, we're to be divided or separated from darkness. The Word of God says this about light. Who is light? Well, the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 1, the Word of God says, "God is light." God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Does God divide the light from the darkness? God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. What else do you know of that's light? Well, the Word of God says, David said in Psalm 119:105, he says, Thy Word is what? It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So God is light. And then the Scripture says that the Word of God is light. And now Jesus says here in Matthew 5:14, He says about the people of God who are disciples of Christ, He says, Ye are the light of the world. Now sometimes God enlightens us. In fact, God is the source of all light. All light is because of God. God, the Scripture says that God is the Father of lights. He's the Father of lights. All good lights, all lights are of God. They're created by God. Now, what is the purpose of light? Why do we need light? Well, we need light for a lot of different reasons. And as you look at the Word of God, you see that light is represented in a lot of different ways. Maybe one of the ways that we can understand light better is to think about darkness. Let's talk about darkness for a few minutes, because I think that maybe in looking and thinking about darkness, that will help us to understand the necessity of light and the value of light. And just as we look at darkness and we think about the value of light, we will then realize that God is a great blessing to us. The Word of God is a great blessing to us. And did you know the people of God who are the light of the world, they're a blessing to me. Are they a blessing to you? Those who are the light of the world, the children of God who are disciples of Christ, are they a blessing to you? Just like God is light, He's a blessing. And the Word of God is light, and it's a blessing. The people of God who are light, they are blessings to other people of God. First of all, let's think about darkness in a number of ways. What does darkness represent? One of the things that darkness represents is ignorance. Ignorance. Have you ever come to the light on something? Have you ever seen the light? When somebody talks about, have you seen the light? Usually they're talking about, well, I was ignorant, I didn't understand something, but now I see the light. The hardest subject I ever had in school was trigonometry in high school. I just had trouble with sines and cosines and tangents and all of that. I just really struggled with all that. And my mom and daddy hired a tutor for me, and they thought that maybe he could shed some light on the subject. And that tutor was a graduate of Georgia Tech and a member of the church there in Atlanta. But listen, brethren, I never did see the light. I never did understand. I just was really in the darkness when it came to that subject. I barely passed by the skin of my teeth, and had it not been for the tutor and the teacher and some others in the class helping me, had it not been for them, I would have never passed that course, because I never saw the light in that subject. I never understood. I was in ignorance. I still am in ignorance when it comes to those things. But I want you to understand that many of God's people are in darkness, just like I was in darkness in trigonometry. Many of God's people are in darkness as far as a knowledge of the truth of God's holy word. Did you know that today that there are many, I believe that there is more ignorance today about the word of God than there has ever been in the United States of America. I believe that our founding fathers had a much greater knowledge and understanding of the word of God. Though many of the people in America back in the 1600s and 1700s, back there in those days, there were many of them that did not have much formal education, but it seems that they had a greater knowledge of the truth than people today that have college degrees. Why? Well, it's because the light of God has not shined and given us understanding. Why? Why hasn't God shed forth His light to give us understanding of the truth of God's Word? Why are there so many of God's children that are in darkness when it comes to the truth of God's Word? Well, it's because we're not walking in the light. When we start walking in the light and living in the light and trying to follow God, God will open up the Word of God. He'll bless us to see the light about the truth of God's holy Word. So God's people are sometimes in darkness. Now, when God's people are in darkness and they don't understand the truth, what are you supposed to be to them? Say it again. You're supposed to be a light to them. Can you be a light to them? Sometimes we think, now again, we're talking about the darkness of ignorance, people that don't understand the truth. And nobody understands all the truth, but you understand some truth, don't you? And whatever truth you understand, you need to try to share that truth with other people. You need to try to illuminate them. You need to try to show them whatever it is that you do understand. You remember the eunuch that Philip went to. that eunuch was sitting there and was reading. He was looking into the Word of Light, wasn't he? The Word of Life, the Word of Light. He was looking into the thing that David says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And he was sitting there looking into the Word of God. But did you know he was in darkness while he was reading the Word of God right there? And God sent Philip to him, and Philip began to ask him and said to the eunuch, he said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he, in other words, are you in darkness? Was he in darkness? Yes, he was in darkness. He said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And the eunuch responded, How can I except some man guide me? Now, what did Philip then do? Philip began at the very same scripture in Isaiah 53. He began to preach Jesus unto him, and the eunuch saw the light. He saw the light of Jesus Christ. He saw the light of truth. He saw the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How? Why? Because a man, a child of God, a disciple of Christ that was the light of the world, he let his light shine. He shared the truth with the eunuch, and God blessed what Philip was doing, and the eunuch saw the light. Was he letting his light shine? I'm talking about Philip. Was he letting his light shine? Well, where did Philip come to a knowledge of the truth? Well, God had shined in his heart and revealed the truth of God to him. Do you know how you understand the truth tonight? Whatever truth you understand, do you know where you got it from? It's God that opened your eyes and showed you, enlightened you. Philip understood that Jesus was the Christ, not because somebody taught him, but because Jesus said, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And yet I believe that God uses people. I know that in my life, I know that there have been many, many old ministers that have sat down with me. I used to go at least once a month and sit down with old preachers, and I would sit down and listen to them all day long. I was hungering for men of God that would sit down with me and study the Word of God together. And I came to a greater understanding of the knowledge of the truth by sitting down and listening to those men who had spent years studying and praying and begging God to guide and direct them and show them the truth. And I thank God for all those old ministers that would take the time to sit down with me and teach me the truth of God's Word. You know what they were? What did Jesus say those disciples are? Ye are the what? Ye are the light of the world. And brethren, those men of God, they were light to me. They showed me the light of the truth of God's Word. They were letting their light shine. They were sharing the truth that they understood with others. And that's what we need to be doing as the Church of Jesus Christ and as disciples of Christ. You and I have responsibility to share the light with others. You need to tell others about the truth of God's Word. Do you know why we have a radio program, a radio ministry? Do you know why we have that? You know what the purpose of that is? It's to try to let our what? Let our light shine. Do you know why we send out the Trumpet of Truth magazine? Why we send out so many and work so hard on that? It's to try to let our light shine. Do you know why we bring people from the nursing home and try to share with them the truth of God's Word? It's to try to let our light shine. When God's people are in ignorance, you have a responsibility as God's people, as disciples of Christ, at your work, and anybody in your family or anybody else, you have a responsibility to share with them the truth of God's Word. Whatever truth you understand, you need to share that truth with them. What's another purpose of light? You know, sometimes our grandchildren come and spend the night with us. You know what they always want us to do? Anybody have any idea what they want us to do? Say it again. Look, they leave a light on at night. Let's leave the bathroom light on. Leave a light on somewhere. You know why? Because sometimes we're afraid of the darkness, aren't we? And so many of God's people are full of fear. Did you know that? I'm talking about tonight, today. There are people that you come in contact with every day that are in the darkness of what? The darkness of fear. They're afraid. That's the reason Jesus, in John chapter 14, Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now, do you and I, as children of God, who have been blessed to not be afraid because we know Jesus Christ, can we share that truth with others so that those who are in the darkness of fear, that you can leave the light on for them? that you can help them to see and understand the power of God and the grace of God and the love of God that's being manifest to them, and there's no reason for them to be afraid because God loves them and God cares for them and they're precious in the sight of God. Little children, do they need to hear that truth and not be afraid? Can you parents teach your children that they don't need to be afraid of darkness and they don't need to be afraid of anything in this world? Don't fear men, don't fear the future, just trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean to thine own and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. God will guide our footsteps. Can you be the light of the world and help other people? You know, Marie likes lighthouses. All of you know what a lighthouse is? What's the purpose of a lighthouse? Okay, Brother Jerry's a Navy man. What's the purpose of a lighthouse, Brother Jerry? To guide them to shore? Okay, I didn't know that. That's not what I thought it was for. Okay, it guides them to shore. I think is another purpose of a lighthouse to warn them about points that stick out so the ships won't run into those points. That's what I thought that they were for. But anyway, they can guide that. Let's take what Brother Jerry said. Do lighthouses, can you be a lighthouse that will guide people that are out there being tossed in the storms of life? Can you be a lighthouse that will help guide them to the shore and get them off those troubled seas? And likewise, can you be a lighthouse when they're out there on the troubled seas? Can you be a lighthouse that will warn them when you see that they're headed for great trouble in their lives? Did you know we can do that? There are many of God's children today that are walking in darkness and they're walking down a path. There are many families. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. There are many families today that are in total darkness about how to raise children. There are many families today that have no concept of what a husband and wife are supposed to be. There are many families today that have no concept of what parents are supposed to be. Well, you know what they need? They're in darkness. They're in darkness. And they're headed for trouble. There's like a ship that's headed for a big pile of rocks and it's going to be a shipwreck. There are many families today that are on that course of headed straight for rocks and their ship, their house is going to headed for a shipwreck. You know what you need to do? Don't you sit back and be quiet. What do you need to do when you see a family, a husband, a wife, a mama or a daddy, when you see them headed in the wrong direction? What do you have the right, what do you have the responsibility to do? Warn them. How? Well, you got to do what? Let your light shine. How can you warn them? Well, the only way you can do it is not you argue with whether you think your way of being a husband and is better than their way. You've got to take the Word of God. You've got to share with them the Word of God. If they don't know how to parent, you need to say, do you believe in God? Do you believe the Word of God is the Bible is the Word of God? If you do, I want you to listen to what God's Word says. In fact, I want you to read me what the Word of God says. When I find parents that do not understand discipline, they don't understand anything about discipline, I'll turn in the Word of God and say, would you please read me this verse of Scripture? You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to keep their family from becoming a shipwreck. I'm trying to be a lighthouse to them. And that's what all of us need to be. Is a lighthouse to other people. Now, what does Jesus say? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, so I want you to listen carefully. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. The Word of God says, God is light. The Word of God says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, is God the light or are you the light? Jesus said, I am, in John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But then in Matthew 5:14, He says, ye are the light of the world. Which one is it?
Both.
It's both. That's exactly right. Jesus is the great light. He's the perfect light. He is He is called the capital S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness. Jesus is the great light. Do you know what we are? You know what the church is in the world? If Jesus Christ is the capital S-U-N, the church is like the M-O-O-N. The church is the moon. And all we do is reflect the light of Jesus Christ. And that's what you and I, as the people of God, we have Christ in us. And we need to let our light so shine before men. We need to be, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. We need to be what Jesus says we ought to be. We are the light of the world. Let your light shine. You are the light of the world. And I pray that God will help us to be the light of the world. Are there a lot of people out there in darkness? Are there a lot of people confused? Are there a lot of people in ignorance? Are there a lot of people in the darkness of fear? The different kinds of darkness just go on and on and on. And all I want to try to first get across is you and I can make a difference in other people's lives. Can these teenagers make a difference in other people's lives? What do they have to do in order to make a difference in other people's lives? Set an example for the others? A good example for the others? Do they sometimes have to talk to their friends about what they're doing wrong? What are they doing? Are they being a Pharisee and looking down on the other people? No, they're trying to let their light shine. Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world." The reason so many people are walking in darkness today is because the people of God, the Church of Jesus Christ, the people of God are not letting their light shine as they ought to. And I pray that God will help us to do a better job of letting our light shine. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Everybody, please look in your Bibles at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to notice verse 8. You remember what the Scripture said back there in Genesis chapter 1? That the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Nothing but darkness there. And God said, "Let there be light." And God divided the light from the darkness. Is darkness, are we supposed to be children of light? Are we supposed to be separated from the children of darkness? Are you supposed to walk with those who are walking in darkness? Are you supposed to let them know you cannot have fellowship with them because they're walking in darkness? Look at what God's Word says. Listen to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, first of all. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, the Word of God says, "For ye were sometimes in darkness." Is that what it says? I got heads going both ways. It does not say you were sometimes in darkness. I want you to look again at Ephesians 5:8. It doesn't say you were sometimes in darkness. What does it say? Ye were sometimes darkness. That's what you were. Not just in darkness. You were darkness. You were full of sin and corruption. You were dead in trespasses and sin. You sometimes were darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. You know what you are? You are light in the Lord. And now what does he say? Walk as children of light. You are light in the Lord. Now walk as children of light. And then come down to verses 11 and 12. Is it all right for you to walk in the light and just you be in the light, but still have fellowship with those who are walking in darkness? In fact, the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through 18, "What fellowship hath light with darkness?" Do you hear what that Scripture says? What fellowship does light have with darkness? Well, based on Genesis chapter 1, what fellowship does light have with darkness? Can the two commingle? Why not? Because God did what? God separated the light from the darkness. He divided. He made a difference in the light and the darkness. Fellowship. Darkness cannot have fellowship with light. If you're having fellowship with darkness, you are not in the light and you are not being light. Ephesians 5:11, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." What does that mean to reprove those who are walking in darkness and living in darkness? What does that mean to reprove them? Some of you teenagers, answer me. What does it mean for you to reprove those who are walking in darkness? What does that mean? Does anybody, any teenager, have any idea of what it means to reprove those who are walking in darkness? Sister Kendra? Yes, that's exactly right. To correct them, to show them what they're doing is wrong. To reprove them is to correct them. So he says, don't have fellowship with them, but rather reprove them. Now listen carefully to verse 12. "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." Did you know there are many church-going people? And I want all of you teenagers to listen to this. Listen carefully. There are many church-going people that are living just as ungodly as the rest of the world. There are many church-going people. You can't tell the difference in many church-going people and the rest of the world. And did you know God's Word says that His church is not going to be like that? His church cannot be like that. He will not have fellowship with this church if we have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them For it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Go with me in closing to one of the verses of Scripture. Turn to Philippians, and we'll turn just two or three pages forward from where we are. But please look at one last verse of Scripture in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Listen, please, to verses 14 through 16. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. You know what we all need to be? You know what all of us need to be? We need to be lights. Do you remember what Jesus said back there in Matthew 5 after He said, "Ye are the light of the world"? You know, remember what the next sentence was in that verse? He says, "A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid." That's a declaration. That's a statement there. How many of you have ever been out in the country at night riding down the highway and looked way off in the distance and you could see a glow way off in the skyline there? And you, what did you know was way over there? What did you know was there? You knew a city was there. Was there one light in that city? What was it? What was in that city? Multitudes, a lot of lights caused that whole city to glow. Do you know what the Church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be? The Church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be as a city that's set upon a hill whose light cannot be hid. You know why? Because it's supposed to be composed of a body of born-again, baptized believers, that is, disciples of Christ, people who are following Christ, people who are letting their light so shine, not who are hiding their light under a bushel. That's what he says. A man does not light a candle and put it under a bushel, but rather he lights a candle and puts it up on a candlestick. And I would encourage all of you to understand that you must let your light shine. Don't ever be ashamed to let your light shine. And then we can be something. You know what this church can be? We can be as a what? We can be as a city that's set upon a hill whose light cannot be hid. That's what the true church is a city that's set upon a hill whose light cannot be hid. Philippians chapter 2, listen to verses 14 through 16. Philippians 2 verse 14 says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings." You ever murmur and complain when you have to do what you ought to do? The young people went out to Baptist Village, I believe today, went to Baptist Village, and sang. How many of the teenagers, be honest with me just a minute, how many of the teenagers went? Hold up your hand just a minute. The teenagers that went. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we had 3 that went. Let me encourage all of you parents. You need to get your children involved in nursing home activities. Those old people. Pure religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. And I thank God for the parents that carried your children to the nursing home to sing this afternoon. And some are so faithful to go all the time, and some never, never darken the doors. Shame on you. Shame on you. But what's the point I'm trying to get across? Do all things without what? Murmurings. Now, there were 3 teenagers that raised their hand that they went. Of those 3 teenagers, did any one of you three, did y'all murmur any about going? Just be honest. Did you murmur any about going? Michael, did you murmur? Sister? All 3 of you murmured? Okay. Thank goodness you're honest. There's Grandma spoke up. You're the Grandma? Well, they're being honest. Well, that's good, Grandma. But, capital B-U, capital T, B-U, listen. You aren't letting your light shine like it could shine if you just do what you're supposed to do, but you're doing it murmuring and complaining. Now, I still thank God that the parents made them go, whether they wanted to murmur and complain or not, made no difference. They were going to go anyway, right? They were going to go anyway. Murmur all you want to, it's not going to make any difference. You can please God, and your light will shine, if you do all things without what? Without murmuring and disputings. And then listen to what is there a period at the end of verse 14? No, there's no period. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. You know what all of those that went to the nursing home today were doing? They were shining as what? They were shining as lights in the world. All of you thought of that? They were shining as lights in the world. And they were shining. Does light have different degrees of shining? Does light have different degrees of shining? How many of you ever seen dimmer switches on a light? Sometimes you can turn it way down low, and it's shining. You can tell it's on, but it's just real low. Now, when you're doing what's right, but you're doing it murmuring and complaining, you've got the dimmer switch way down low. Your light's shining, but it's way down low. But when you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're doing it without murmuring and complaining, then your dimmer switch is all the way up high, and you're really letting your light shine. He says, when you do what's right, and you do it without murmuring and complaining, you're shining as lights in the world, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. You're in the middle of a dark world, and in the middle of this dark world, you know what we need more of? We need more people that their lights are shining brightly. In closing, he says, in verse 16, he says, holding forth the word of, is it the word of life or the word of light? Okay? Yes, thank you. All right? It's called here, in that verse, in verse 16, it's called the word of life. But the word of God is the glorious light of the gospel, and it's the word of God is the light of life to men. And so, do you know what we need to hold forth? We need to hold forth the word of God, and that's the way we let our light shine to the honor and glory of God. I hope God will help every one of us. You know what I want to do? I'd love for Jesus to say to me, now he said to those disciples, he said, you're the light of the world. How would you like for Jesus to come to you and say, you're the light of the world, you're the salt of the earth? It's a lot of difference when the preacher says it and Jesus says it, you know? You may trick me, but you won't trick Jesus. And think about Jesus saying, you're the light of the world, you're the salt of the earth. Isn't that wonderful that our Savior would actually say to a human being, you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. I hope God will help us to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world is my prayer for Christ's sake.